Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time it is you're listening to this. Thank you for joining me. It is 1st of July. It is Monday, so I hope everyone had a good weekend. I had a pretty good weekend. I started off by, on Saturday, going and getting two games. EA Sports MMA, it's quite an old game, and Battlefield 3. I really enjoyed EMA, or the EMA, EA Sports MMA. A couple of videos have been made, me and David messing about on it. It's going to be uploaded pretty soon, hopefully tomorrow. Part 1 will be anyway. Battlefield 3, I haven't really played it that much, played a couple of missions. Going to do a first look of the multiplayer, because I didn't really do it. I played the beta, didn't really like it, so I'm giving it an hour ago whenever it's completed. So I'm not listening to anybody's reviews on it or whatever. I just got it. I'm going to play it for myself, see what I think of it. But that's what's happened in my weekend. I'm going to do that every Monday, is just what I've done on the weekend, or if anything special or exciting happened. So today's topic is about losing weight. Not so much losing weight, slimming down. If you follow me on YouTube or anything, or you've seen me before, you'll know I'm a wee bit above average. I don't like being a wee bit above average, so what I'm doing is slimming down. I'm not going on any of these diets, just eating right, really, because I eat a load of shit. Like, I mean, on Saturday, and in the town, and had a Texan chili burger, which is chili cheese on top of a burger, with chips and onion rings. It's not good for you, you know, it's really unhealthy. As soon as I get home, probably about 5 o'clock, I had, well, about half 5, quarter to 6, I had a Chinese. So I have caught on myself that I am starting to eat a wee bit more and exercise a wee bit less. So I'm trying to cut that down, and, you know, going to go for walks every day. Start eating right. Hopefully get going to swimmers, maybe the gym every so often. I don't like the idea of a gym, but has to be done, you know. So that's what I want to do, because I used to be somewhat skinny, or not skinny, just average. And at that stage, I did a lot of walking. I didn't eat as much shit, but even whenever I did eat as much shit, I was walking it off. Like, you know, I would walk probably about, you know, and it doesn't say much, but an hour every day, but that was up and down hills. So it really helped with the whole staying on average. But the one thing that really made me start gaining weight is that this time last year I was 11 stone. I weighed myself a couple of weeks ago and I was almost 14. I know eating has done that, and very little exercise because I'm lazy. But the one thing that really contributed to it was at the start of the year there, a close family member passed away because of lung cancer, because he smoked. I smoked for 8 years, and that there, seeing that and what it did to him made me stop. So I stopped, but I didn't really think about the consequences on my eating and what it would do, because I've heard people before saying once they stop smoking, all they do is eat, you know, to fill their time and preoccupy their hands. And so I did, and it started off just, you know, a wee bit of a snack here and there, but now it's grown into pretty much full blown meals whenever I want. I'm eating a lot more often, and when I do eat more often, it's a lot heavier stuff. Like, you know, pot noodles, soup noodles, it's okay here and there, but now it's beginning to get every day. I used to be, I would eat a dinner, maybe have a wee snack whenever I get up and have a dinner, and then just a wee bit of toast before I go to bed, and that would do me. Now I'm getting up and I'm having like 4 or 5 snacks, and then my dinner, and then something later on that night, and then a couple more snacks before I go to bed. So I have noticed that I'm eating a lot more. I don't want to stop that. I want to try to get into a routine of getting up like really early and having breakfast, which I have not had breakfast in years. I want to get up and have breakfast, maybe a wee snack in between, like a piece of fruit or some nuts or something, and then have lunch, and then dinner, and then yeah, try to get myself down to 3 meals a day, 3 proper meals, not a load of shit. I am going to cut down on the sugar. I will still be drinking Coke, because I can't give up Coke, but I will be cutting down on the sugar, and I'll be cutting down the sugar, maybe at some stage pretty much cutting it all out, not completely actually, because you need sugar, I need sugar, but I hate vegetables, so it's hard for me to find food that's really good for you and that I like, because there's only some vegetables that I like. Potatoes a vegetable, isn't it? Yeah, potatoes a vegetable. So, potatoes, cabbage. I like cabbage, but it has to be mixed with bacon. See, I just can't eat healthy at all. So I'm trying to cut myself down, exercise more. I'm not trying to, like, you know, get built. I'm not trying to get ripped or anything like that. I just want to, because I've noticed that myself, I'm starting to feel really unhealthy. I'm drained throughout the day, but whenever it comes to night time, I'm wide awake. Last night I was still awake at 5 o'clock, so then that means I'm obviously, once I fall asleep, I'm sleeping in through the day. So really it's just a chain reaction of things not going according to plan. So today's the first day of that. I'm going to start doing walks. And David's listening right now, aren't you, David? Aren't you, David? He thinks I'm stupid. David, you're listening, aren't you? Why, what are you doing? Really? Jesus. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm starting to feel really unhealthy. You know, it's just being drained. Not always did, because whenever I would eat, like, you know, I would, like last year, if I was to eat, say, a McDonald's, a Big Mac meal, that would do me, like, half, if not 3/4 of the day, and then that'd be me. See, now, I could eat, like, 4 Big Mac meals. It's just, it's a runaway fact now, so it is that I can't really change. So, I'm really hoping that, today's just the first day, so I'm going to start eating healthy, you know, try to get some, because I love fruit. Some of my favourite things in the world are fruit, so I'm hoping to get a lot of fruit in, maybe some cheese and stuff like that there, you know, stuff that will get me in, that I like, and it's not overly bad for me. Only problem is I'm getting into town today, and I probably will end up getting like a Burger King or something, which is not good. So I'm trying I can't completely cut it out all at one go, because I learned that with trying to stop smoking, because I tried to stop smoking a load of times, and it is very addictive, but people always think just stop, you know. Every time, you know, like a non-smoker would go to me, oh, just stop smoking. It's not that easy. You have to gradually take it out of your daily routine, because that was the hardest part for me, was the routine. Because whenever I was at college, before a class I'd have a smoke, and then that's after class, in between classes I'd have a smoke. So I'm getting into college and I'm having a smoke, and then coming out after class and having a smoke, and then going on lunch and having a smoke, and then coming out of college and then having another smoke. So you're setting that routine that it's really hard to break, so that whenever it actually does come to stopping smoking, that you gradually need to cut it out of your routine. You can't just stop it, because then you start getting really angry. But I managed to do it, and it's now the very first, it's the 1st of July, so say around 5 months now I haven't, so that's good. I'm feeling good about that, you know. I'm feeling, after, you know, stopping smoking, I started feeling a lot healthier, because I can run again, which is good. I choose not to, because I don't like it, but I can run. So I'm hoping that I will be able to stick to it, because I have tried this before and I didn't stick to it, because the sight of a Burger King was angelic. It was great, so I had to have it. But hopefully I can stick to it this time. And what I'm going to do is, if you watch the vlogs, then you'll know that every Monday that I'm recording, at the end of that the recordings, I'm going to stick a wee the weight loss program in, just to show you what I've done in the last week and how it's going on. So the very first vlog starts today. Well, the very first weight loss, it starts today. I'm going to give all the details of all my weight, what's my goals, and what I'm going to do to get there and all that there. So if that's something that you're interested in, jump over to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/justaran. Now the Iran, the first O in it is a zero, so it's JUST0RION. Jump over there. Tell me if you've had any, you know, if you've had to do any weight loss programs or anything, and what you thought was helpful and what is not very helpful, and what I should take out or what I shouldn't do at all. And while you're there, click the subscribe button. You know, it only takes one click and it really helps me out. So I want to thank you for listening. I want you to have a really good day today, and I shall see you tomorrow. Thank you.